Cinderic Marks trying to come back from the knee injury, visiting with head coach Gus Bradley Thursday afternoon as the Jags get ready for week 6 against the Houston Texans. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. JP Shadrick with you. Jaguars back to work. They're getting ready for a home game, the only game at Everbank Field in what will be a 2-month stretch for this team, so important to capture this week's game against the Houston Texans. Some injury updates for the Jags. Quarterback Blake Bortles practiced again today, a sprain in his throwing shoulder, not keeping him on the sideline. And as he said yesterday, he understands the team needs him in the huddle and not in the training room, and all signs are positive for this week. On defense, Paul Posluszny, the linebacker, was limited on Thursday. That's an improvement from yesterday, of course. That Jaguars run defense could use his presence in the middle. The running back position does have some question marks. Starter T.J. Yeldon is battling a groin strain. He was out today again, and if he can't go this week, it's up to Toby Gerhart, the sixth-year pro, and undrafted rookie Corey Grant. And it's also a good time for Denard Robinson to get healthy. He's practiced full this week for the first time since he sprained a knee ligament back in week 2. How much is expected from him is in question, but the Jags need all the depth they can get at a position that could be a bit thin.
It's feeling better, man. It's feeling way better than it has felt in the last 2 weeks. So I feel real good right now, confident in it. And I want to keep going. I want to keep going and taking reps. I think I need to get in shape and get back and ready for a game.
That's a good test this week for the Jaguars offense against the top 10 defense for the Houston Texans. Now, of course, the Jaguars' 1-4 record is not ideal. But for senior correspondent Brian Sexton, there are signs of life inside of Everbank Field. Don't give up now.
I'd guess after this week that most folks know what 8-29 represents. In case you've been focused on other things like jobs, children, maybe you even paid attention to the political debate this week. 8-29 is the 2+ year record of Gus Bradley's Jaguars. Those disappointing totals have some calling for his job as we approach week 6 of his third season. We all know this is a season of expectations. Go back and listen to Gus's news conference from Monday. He does too. But slamming on the brakes in October, that never works. And why would you when there are signs of life? Blake Bortles in the offense put up 431 yards in Indy and 31 points in Tampa. That's the most yards since Gus got here and the most points in the last 25 games. The defense fell flat last week, but have been holding their opponents to less than 85 rushing yards per game. And they should get Paul Posluszny and Cinderic Marks back soon. The Jaguars lost close games in Indy and Tampa that leave them 1-4. I'll admit, I wanted to throw up watching them give those games away. But I walked out of the stadium the last 2 weeks believing better days are closer than they seem. Lose big, lose small. Win small, win big. That's generally the curve for a rebuilding team, which the Jags have been since Gus arrived. I don't have to tell you where the Jags are in that equation. The Jaguars have to overcome their penchant for giving games away and start winning small. Gus said as much on Monday after the Bucs loss. If they don't, he might not get the chance to win big in Jacksonville.
Thanks, Brian. The Jags wrap up practice tomorrow morning. We'll have all the post-practice coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.